Chapter 18. Han had to shake himself loose from the snare of Kira's smile. That smile did funny things to his head. For instance, earlier it had actually made him believe for a moment that he could pilot a starship someday. Good thing he'd come to his senses fast. "I know you're having trouble finding buyers who will risk the Empire's wrath without betraying you," Kira was saying to the engineer. "But I know someone who can find them for you."
"Who?"
Han prompted. Saulo let his head fall into his hands. He'd obviously figured it out already. "Lady Proxima!" Han frowned.
"Not this again. Kira, I've already told you, she doesn't care about us. She just..."
Kira put up a hand to forestall his protests. "Hear me out. If we..." But Genra said,
"Wait. Last time, Proxima's bid was the lowest, insultingly low. Does she have any idea what she's doing?"
"She had no idea what your shield tech was worth," Kira said. "But she knows everyone on Corellia." Han was warming to the idea.
"As gangs go, the White Worms are nothing compared to one of the big syndicates," he said. "But Kira's right. Lady Proxima knows everyone. The White Worms have deep roots on Corellia. Old roots. Proxima has more influence than money. She has connections."
Saulo said,
"And guards."
"And guards," Han added. "She has a whole army of White Worms, so she can make any meeting location secure. There's no chance of the Kaldana Syndicate showing up and trying to blast their way to a winning bid again."
"She can broker the deal for you," Kira said. "She can rally buyers, arrange payment and delivery, and keep everything secure. All under the Empire's nose. For a small commission, of course." Genra's eyes narrowed.
"How much of a commission?"
Kira hesitated. Han knew that if she picked a number that was too low, she risked being insulting again. But if she picked a number that was too high, Genra would never take the deal seriously.
0.5% of the gross sale price.
Genra raised a single eyebrow. Han did the math in his head. If the engineer received another bid as high as the last one, 1 billion credits, then Lady Proxima and the White Worms would come away from the deal with a cool 5 million. That was more money than Han had ever seen in his life.
"You know exactly what Proxima bid the last time," Kira said. "So you know that's a loss of money for her. But it's nothing for you. Both of you win."
"What's in it for you three?" Genra asked. "What do you win?"
Han and Kira looked at each other, and understanding passed between them. Saulo's face was still in his hands.
"We get to go home," Kira said softly. "Such as it is."
"It's not like we have anywhere else to go,"
Han said.
"People like us don't survive down there without joining a gang or a syndicate," Kira said.
Han knew exactly what Kira meant by people like us. People with no family, no friends, no resources.
"Proxima saves face," Han added. "And she lets us back into the White Worms as heroes who saved the day and made her rich."
Han could tell he sounded as glum as he felt. 2 days before, he would have done anything to go back to the White Worms safely, resume his hardscrabble life of running errands for Lady Proxima while secretly working on his junker speeder. But now, he stared out the window. The stars looked so different from up here than planetside, where clouds and smog and light pollution made a starry night as rare as a beautiful day. He'd always known in his head that the galaxy was a big place, but now he knew it in his gut, in his very being. There were billions of stars out there, maybe more, and he wanted to see them all.
"I suppose it's worth a try," the engineer said at last, and her face was smug.
Han had a feeling she'd gotten exactly what she wanted. Maybe that was why she was being so nice. She needed someone from Corellia to broker the deal. Naturally, Kira had figured it out and taken advantage.
"Now we contact Proxima?"
Han asked.
Genra stood. "Come with me."
My comm room on level 3 is equipped with a holo transceiver.
Su'ulo finally looked up, eyes bright. He didn't want to miss the opportunity to see a new gadget at work.
They followed Genra out of the viewing lounge, down a short corridor to a lift. As they walked, he couldn't help noticing the way Kira was staring straight ahead, her face a mask of frozen perfection. That meant something was bothering her, but no way was she going to let on.
Han leaned over and whispered,
"This was a good idea."
"I guess." She frowned thoughtfully. "I mean, thanks."
It took a while to coordinate with Lady Proxima. Genra didn't trust any of the standard Corellian transmission frequencies, so she had to contact the White Worm leader using assets on the ground, then arrange a secure line of communication. All that logistical stuff seemed boring to Han, but Kira and Su'ulo drank it in. Kira for the strategizing, Su'ulo for the tech. Eventually, they worked it out, and Han found himself in the comm room with Genra and his friends, staring at a pedestal. Atop the pedestal was a flat metal circle, studded with what looked like glass coins.
"Projectors," Su'ulo whispered to him.
Genra opened the console, firing it up. A form buzzed to life on the pedestal before them, glowing blue, hunchbacked with a beakish face and cloudy, wide-spaced eyes. Lady Proxima.
"Han, Kira, Su'ulo, my darling children," she crooned. "It's such a relief to see you all safe and hale."
The holo transceiver displayed the White Worm leader at only three-quarter size, but Han still fought the urge to recoil.
"And you must be the engineer I've heard so much about."
Genra inclined her head in acknowledgement, but said nothing.
"It's lovely to see you, my lady," Kira answered smoothly, but her hands were clenched tightly before her.
"Malak and his scrum rats, Rebolt and his hounds, they've been all over Coronet City, looking for you, hoping to bring you home safely,"
Proxima said.
"Everyone is just so worried."
"Yeah, we've been worried too," said Han wryly. "Worried we were going to die."
Kira shot him a warning glance.
"Well, I don't deny there is much I wish to discuss with you," Proxima said. "Regarding that absolute debacle of an assignment, perhaps our eagerness to retrieve you was misinterpreted."
"Fat chance of that." But this time Han kept his mouth shut and let Kira take the lead.
"Speaking of our assignment," she said, "we asked the engineer to contact you for us so that we could complete it."
Lady Proxima blinked, and the fingers of her left hand twitched.
"You wish to complete your assignment?"
she said flatly.
"Yes, my lady."
Quickly, Kira sketched out the plan. Han admired the way she did it, adding lots of flattery about Proxima's connections and influence, setting up the next idea, and then dragging her heels just long enough that Proxima would suggest it herself, and think of it as her own. His own style was more direct and on the nose, the way a punch was on the nose.
He could never do things the way Kira did them.
"If you bring serious bias to the deal and guarantee their discretion, the engineer will award you a broker's fee," Kira finished.
Lady Proxima's eyes widened. Her fingers were twitching in earnest now.
"And how big is the broker's fee?"
"Based on the largest offer last time, it would be 10 times the amount proffered by the White Worms," Kira said.
Proxima's eyes narrowed and she leaned forward. The faint sound of her clicking came across the holo projection like a burst of static.
"What percent is that?"
0.5% of the sale price.
Lady Proxima recoiled as if she'd been physically struck by the size of the other bids. Su'ulo tugged on Kira's sleeve and whispered something in her ear, and Han only caught the words for home and White Worms and kill. Han prepared to translate, but Kira must have understood fine because she said,
"Su'ulo reminds me, Your commission is contingent upon you welcoming us back into the White Worms. You must agree that there will be no repercussions for, how long it took to complete our assignment. Lady Proxima pretended to consider, but Han could tell she was sold.
So that's all. I arrange buyers and let you back into the White Worms.
And you have to double our food rations, Han blurted. Not just us, for all the scrum rats. With the money you're about to make, you can afford it easy.
Yes, what Han said, Kira affirmed calmly, although she sent a quick glance and a flicker of a smile his way.
And you, Madame Engineer, Proxima said. You've negotiated with my children and agreed to these terms?
I have, Jenra said. They are exceptional children. You should be proud.
Let's make it 0.6%.
5.5%.
Deal.
Lady Proxima opened her wide beak mouth in what passed for a grin.
I'll get to work right away. Expect me to contact you on this frequency in exactly 1 Corellian day. And Kira, my darling, this had better work. If not, I'll...
We look forward to hearing from you, Jenra said.
She hit a switch, and the projection of Lady Proxima flickered out.
Is she always so horrible?
Horribler, Kira said. She's the horriblest, Han said.
All in all, I think that went well, the engineer said. Let's hope she comes through.
She will, Han assured her. There's no way she's letting all that money slip her grasp.
Kira wiped her hands on her skirt and took a deep breath.
Were you nervous? Han said.
Maybe a little.
Well, you did great.
Thanks, you too. And thanks, Saulo, for suggesting we make our return an official part of the deal. Saulo bleeped happily about the Force being with them.
I guess we have a day to kill, Han said. Can I maybe have that tour of the ship now?
Jenra smiled indulgently.
I'll have my assistant show you around.
Han turned for the door. If this was his last day on an actual starship, he was going to make the most of it.
Wait, Kira, the engineer said. I'd like a word with you.
They all stopped.
Just Kira, Jenra clarified.
Han had a bad feeling, and Kira did too, judging by her narrow-eyed, cornered rat demeanor.
Whatever you say to me, you can say in front of my...
friends, Kira said. Jenra shrugged.
Very well. I could use another assistant. Someone qualified to be my spokesperson, who will negotiate and entertain on my behalf, on those occasions when it would be best not to show my face. I'm on the run from the Empire, after all.
Kira's lips parted in surprise. Han felt the walls of the comm room closing in around him.
You'll need training, Jenra continued blithely. Definitely some grooming, but I believe you have tremendous potential.
Kira just stared. Saulo started jabbering about what a good spokesperson Kira would be.
What's he saying? Jenra asked. He says Kira would be perfect for the job, Han translated.
And his words sounded far away, as if they were coming from someone else. Why was it suddenly so hot in here? He tugged on his vest, trying to loosen it.
And what do you think, young Han? Jenra asked.
I think...
He could hardly get enough air.
I think Saulo's right. Kira can do anything, become anyone. That's just who she is.
High praise indeed, Jenra said.
She turned back to Kira, who hadn't moved, much less said a word. She was like a frozen statue, or maybe a bird poised to take flight.
You remind me of myself, Kira, when I was younger, full of ideas and ambition, but short on opportunity. In another life, on another world, you might have been an engineer like me.
Still, Kira said nothing. Su'ulo's sturdier antenna drooped. Han remembered that he'd hoped to be an engineer himself someday. Jenra pressed on.
You'd never lack for food or nice clothes. You'd see the galaxy. Surely life aboard the Red Nimbus is better than the one waiting for you back in the sewers.
Kira should accept. She'd be stupid not to, right? Finally, she spoke.
What about my friends?
Jenra smiled coldly, in a way that Han thought was really no smile at all.
I don't need 3 more assistants. Just 1.
But what about...
Oh, my sweet young girl. If you want better things, and I've been watching you, I know you do. You have to make sacrifices. That means leaving friends behind. They have their own futures. No doubt to rise high in the hierarchy of Lady Proxima's little gang. We all take different paths. This is the one laid out before you.
Kira opened her mouth, closed it.
I would have offered it to you privately, Jenra said. But you insisted that I do it in front of your... friends.
Kira looked at Su'ulo, and then Han, as if seeking answers. Or maybe permission. Han pictured it in his mind, going back to the white worms, descending into the sewers, faithfully tinkering on his speeder that didn't even have an engine yet, running errands for Proxima day in and day out, eating rat sludge. All without Kira. After today, he might never see her again. He whirled angrily and headed out the door. He threw the words over his shoulder like weapons.
I'll give you your privacy. I'm sure you have lots to discuss without me. I'll find your assistant myself. Finally, take that tour.